When will I turn away from sin's yard? When will I, oh Lord, from good yard?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. Inshallah Azawajal, we will start today's silsila by the blessings of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's written in Ziyai Durood Salam, a small booklet printed by the publishing department of Dawat Islami, which is called Maktabatul Madina. On page number 11, so the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites durood upon me on a Friday, on the day of judgment, I will intercede for that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, as you know that in this program, in this silsila, we are discussing and highlighting some of the major sins that have been mentioned in the Quran, in the Ahadith, and by the scholars. And it's very important that we understand and we talk about these major sins. They are common in our families, and there might be many of the sins that we've discussed that even we have been committing these sins as well without knowing the consequences. And now, as we know that these sins are the major sins, we need to save ourselves and the other people as well. And remember, my dear Islamic brothers, that do not commit even the minor sin. As the ulama, they say that a person who commits a minor sin and he thinks to himself that this is only a small, a minute, a minor sin, it won't have any effect, then that could be the biggest sin that will be written down for that person, and it could be the heaviest sin on the weighing scale on the day of judgment. So as Muslims, we need to save ourselves and we need to save other people as well. And especially if we are the leaders of the house, and I'm addressing the fathers at home, because Allah Ta'ala has made you as the leader of the house. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. O believers, save yourself and your family from the fire of hell, whose fuel shall be humans and stones. As a father figure, we should be protecting our own self and we should be protecting our family from the fire of hell. And today, my dear Islam brothers, I want to start off with a major sin. And sadly again, you see this very, very often in our homes, in our communities, in our surroundings. But people fail to realize that this is a major sin that they are committing. And this major sin that we're going to start off with today, causing pain to another Muslim. I want to start off with a verse of the Holy Quran, Suratul Ahzab, verse number 58, in which Allah Azza wa Jal has said, translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who unnecessarily harass Muslim men and women have burdened themselves with slander and open sin. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in Suratul Hujurat, verse number 12, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, and do not seek false. And my dear Islamic brothers, all these that have been mentioned in the Quran, we could see that sadly these things are so common in our society. I don't like someone. I've broken my friendship with someone. And now what will happen is this person, he will be looking around to find and seek faults of that person so that he can tell other people about his faults. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, another verse inside the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 11. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّن قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, men must not ridicule other men, for it could be that the ridiculed are better than the mockers. So it's very important, my dear Islam brothers, we try to understand what the role of a Muslim should be. A Muslim's role should not be that he looks false in another Muslim. We've got so many faults of our own. There are so many faults that we have. But Allah Ta'ala has hidden these faults. No one knows about my faults. Allah Ta'ala has protected me. Allah Ta'ala's mercy is covering my faults. And if we are trying to let other people know about other people's faults, then what if Allah Ta'ala takes this mercy away from us, this blessing away from us? It's a blessing that Allah Ta'ala is not letting other people know what my faults are. So who are we to tell or to look out for other people's faults? As they say that when you point towards someone, you have one finger towards someone else, and these three fingers are pointing towards your own self. And these three fingers are telling you, forget him, look at your own self. Allah Azza wa Jal says inside the Holy Quran, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Ruin is for every open slanderer, backbiter. Now majority of the time you see that a person, when he is trying to look for faults in other people, what happens is that he will start to slander that person as well. He will start to backbite that person. And that is, these are other major sins that that person will be. Slandering is another major sin. Backbiting is another major sin that that person is putting himself into. So because of one major sin that he is doing, so many other major sins are connected to this. And we see this so many times. That because I don't like this person, people start slandering about him. Even people, you know, those things that are not true about him, people will start to talk about them things as well, just to spice up things a lot more, so that he can go to the people and he can, you know, add a few more things and then destroy his reputation. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, this reputation, this izzat that this person has, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gave him that respect. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is protecting him. Allah Ta'ala has protected his izzat, his respect. Who are we to go out there and destroy his respect? There is a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in Sahih Muslim. Hadith number 2591. It says that indeed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal amongst the people, the worst is the one who people leave in the fear of his obscene speech. People don't like talking to him. They know that if they start talking to him, he's going to start swearing. And how many people do we find in our community? How many people do we know that we don't want to really talk to them? Why? Because people are scared that if I say anything to him, all he's going to do is start swearing. He's gonna take it so further that person will start to put obscene language in there as well. And especially, my dear Islamic brothers, if that person is a religious person, a person to protect his respect and his dignity, you don't want to be talking to these kind of people. Now just imagine that a person who does not want to talk to another person because of the way he speaks. So speech is a very important factor in our lives. How do we speak to a Muslim? How do we speak to our parents? How do we speak to our brothers and sisters? How do we speak to our relatives? All these things, my dear Islam brothers, they are very, very important. The way you speak to your parents, it may be different than the way you speak to your brothers and sisters. The way you speak to your immediate family may be different the way you speak to other people. But we need to have respect and we need to protect a person's dignity and a person's izzat always. Another hadith that has been mentioned is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that no doubt Allah azza wa jal does not like indecent and obscene talk. Allah ta'ala doesn't like obscene language. Allah ta'ala doesn't like people who talk dirty, who talk vulgar. Now there might be someone watching this silsila, or you might know of someone that who talks every time the second word is a swear word. And these people think that they know so many swear words is because they rule the world. It's because they're probably, you know, a part of a gang. And that is their culture. This is a gang culture. This is not the culture of Islam. This is not the culture that a Muslim should be living in. A Muslim is, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, merciful. A Muslim, when he speaks, he smiles. A Muslim, when he talks, instead of breaking someone's heart, he will make that person smile. He will make that person happy. A Muslim, when he deals with another Muslim, he will not fraud him. He will not be unjust to him. He will be kind. He will be generous. He will take the hit, but he will never let another Muslim take any pain. And this is what a true sign of a Muslim is. Just like we hear and read in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a Muslim is protected by another Muslim's tongue. A Muslim should not have any fear that another Muslim will take his wealth. A Muslim should not have any fear that another Muslim will cause harm to him. Now this is the sign of a Muslim. And we as Muslims, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should be good to one another. We should be kind to one another. And especially when it is our family, when it is our parents, we need to be more kind and more merciful to them. There is a hadith that has been quoted in Abu Dawood, hadith number 2015. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, O people of Allah, no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has lifted difficulty, but the person who is in search of dishonor towards his brother will be destroyed. So this person, he is in search of trying to bring this person's respect down. He is trying to dishonor this person. He is trying to, you know, to make him look like a fool in front of other people. But in reality, this person is not making him look like a fool, he's making a fool of himself. And I just imagine, you know, in front of people, sometimes people have this habit that when they see a few people or they have a crowd of people, they will start to talk loudly. Why? Because they want to get their message across to the people. You know, I don't like so and so person. He will start to talk loudly in front of people. He'll start to talk bad about that person. Oh, this is how he is. I'm not even scared of him. This is what he is. Then he starts slandering him. Then he'll start backbiting someone who is not there. Now just imagine how bad that person is. That he's trying to dishonor his Muslim brother in front of all this crowd. And another hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 1934, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that every Muslim's respect, blood, wealth is haram on the other Muslim. He then pointed towards the heart and said, piety is here, taqwa is here. For a person to be bad, it is enough for him to think of his brother as inferior. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given sign of a bad person. He will talk bad about his Muslim brother. And he will think that he is inferior, he is better than him. Why is he better than him? It's because he has more money, he has more knowledge, he has more respect in the community than anyone else. So he will think that this person is inferior. You know, he would want people to respect him, but he doesn't like respecting other people. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says piety is here. And then, my dear Islam brothers, another type of people, they might be good with their friends outside, they might be good with their, you know, their companions at work, their colleagues at work, but when it comes to the family, their attitude towards the family is so bad. Their attitude towards the children, towards the wife, even towards the parents is so bad. They will be so good outside. They will be friends with everyone. They'll be taking someone to the restaurant. I'll pay for it. So he's paying for his friends, taking to the restaurant, but when it's time to feed the family, he argues with them. You know, he might be a lion at home, but what about outside? You know, that's why Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, be like a man outside and be like a baby at home. It means that a person, he should deal, you know, with the worldly affairs and all the daily affairs, he should deal like a man. He should be a man. But when he's at home, he should be like a child. Because if you hit a child and you call him towards you, he'll come running to you. He doesn't take it in the heart. You say something to him, he'll cry. But when you call him, he'll still come back running to you. You hit him, you push him away. But then a few minutes later, when you call him, he'll come running to you. This is how we need to be at home. You've had an argument with the children, you've had an argument with the parents, you've had an argument with your brothers and sisters at home, you've had an argument with your wife at home. Forget it. Don't take it seriously. Because they are your family. There is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he says that a Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. He is not unjust towards him, nor he shames him. So a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, which is also mentioned in the Quran. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. All Muslims are brothers. How would I be treating my own brother? How would I be loving my own brother? In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, that is the respect that we should be having towards every Muslim, the one we know and the ones we don't know. And look at the beauty of Islam. You know, when you greet another Muslim, what are the words that we say? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, and the mercy and the barakat of Allah be upon you. There is no such greeting in any other religion in the world. But look at the beautiful greeting that we have today. So when you are meeting another Muslim, you are showering Allah Ta'ala's, you know, mercy. You are saying that may Allah shower His mercy upon you. May Allah Ta'ala shower His blessings upon you. That is the true sign of a believer. That he should be, you know, we should have a smile. This smile is a charity. You can't give money in the way of Allah. Smile in front of a Muslim. You know, just smile to him. When you meet with him, when you shake hands with him, when you hug him, Be a gentle Muslim. That when you shake someone's hand, your hands are so gentle. And this is how we should be with our Muslim brothers and sisters. In the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, verse number 19, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, indeed, those who wish that slander should spread amongst the Muslims, for them is a painful punishment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah knows and you do not know. You know, some people, they like, you know, mischief to be spreading amongst the Muslims. They like, you know, always situations to be, for example, those people who rob. What do these people want? They want everyone to be scared. They want people to be worried. And Muslims especially, they want these Muslims to be really on the floor, pinned on the ground. And Allah Ta'ala, He says that He has prepared a painful punishment for these people. And even, my dear Islam brothers, when we talk about Muslims, you know, the brothers, our brothers that we have, if they are older than us, let's listen to this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned those people who are our zawil qurba that are mentioned in the Quran. In the hadith in Shu'b al-Iman, hadith number 7929, The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that the right of an elder brother upon his younger brother is like the right which a father has upon his offspring. So that is the respect our brother should be having at home, those brothers who are older. And then the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, it is better for a person to teach his children manners than to give one sa'a, yani 4 kilograms of grain in charity. So it's our, again, this is for the parents. We need to teach this respect. We need to teach this love amongst our siblings. We need to teach our younger siblings what the respect of elder siblings, our elder brothers and sisters should be. And then, my dear Islam brothers, we need to make a Madani environment at home. And Alhamdulillah, Amiri Ahle Sunnat has discussed this many, many times in the Madani Muzakara and his bayans, how we should make a good environment at home. I just want to mention another thing about the Zawil Qurba that have been mentioned in the Quran, that for these Zawil Qurba, it is wajib that we treat these relatives with kindness, that we have mercy upon them and we treat them with kindness. And that is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that a person, you know, how bad a person is the one who slanders or who curses his own parents. And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how can someone curse his own parents? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he will curse someone else's mother and they will curse his mother. They will curse someone else's father and they will curse their, his father. So, you know, and this hadith, my dear Islam brothers, that we've just heard, you know, you should open our eyes, especially for those people who talk about, you know, about other people's parents. They talk about other people's and brothers and sisters. Obviously, they're going to talk bad about you as well. Now, other people, you know, who, especially in our family, our brothers and sisters, today, we're living in a time where a brother doesn't even speak to his own brother. His blood relation doesn't even speak to him. A brother doesn't even talk to his own sister. How bad that is. So if this person doesn't have respect for his own brothers and sisters, you know, do you expect that this person will have respect for other people, for other people's brothers and sisters? The one who cannot respect his own parents, they cause pain to their parents. Ma'azallah, swear at their parents. They, even some people are so sad and so low life that they will even hit their parents. They will put them into an old people's home, a care home. It's because they don't have respect for them. If they really had respect for their parents, they'll be looking after them at home. They'll make sure that whatever the parents need, they will fulfill all their needs. But because they don't have that respect, the parents' respect is diminishing in our community. You know, as soon as a person, he gets married, yeah, the more focus is on the wife. Yeah, maybe that wife, and if there's anyone listening, and you are in this situation, that you are giving more priority to your wife than your parents, open your eyes. Look at what you are doing. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, some other people in our community that have been given this respect are the neighbors. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has quoted a saying in Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 6018, that the one who believes in Allah on the last day should not cause pain to his neighbor. And the one who believes in Allah on the last day should be good to his neighbors. So love and respect your neighbor and try to help them. And then, my dear Islam brothers, that neighbor, it could be he's not a Muslim, but that neighbor, he still has rights over you. If he's hungry and we are eating a lot of food and there's so much money that we've got and he's hungry, his children are hungry, the sign of a true Muslim is he will help each other. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've heard about another major sin of disrespecting a Muslim. So my dear Islam brothers, as a Muslim, we should always love and respect and forgive the mistakes of another Muslim. Inshallah, with those who we forgive in this world, Allah Ta'ala will forgive our sins on the Day of Judgment. Until next time, my dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.
When will I come away from sins, ya